From the yeehaws
to the yayhoos
and everything in between,
this podcast is for you.
Are we starting?
Yeah, we're starting.
Oh, cool. We're on the road, so if you hear the noise, Holly can't stand it. I just ignored it. It doesn't really bother me.
It turns out that even if we have 8 different microphones,
literally 8,
we still have technical difficulties.
Yeah, and the annoying thing is they used to work because we did that like mic'd up thing with one set of them and it worked really good, like all the way at the other end of the arena, and then they won't work in the truck, so that's cool.
And our almost $300 ones, we don't know what's up with them, so yeah. Anyways, you gonna enjoy the road noise.
It makes it sound like robots. Yeah, because we're on our way back from like a 4-hour drive,
this is our next episode of Trailer Talk.
Yes, exactly. And if you're tired of listening to us talk and nobody else, then we're sorry, but that's what happens in the winter. You just get to hear us talk about whatever we want to talk about.
If you're as bored as us, you might take a listen.
Yeah, if you're like cleaning stalls, it might make the time go by faster, even if you think we're annoying. You're like, damn.
You can at least learn what not to do.
Yeah, it's true. Very true. Also, Timmy gets like the award for the fastest, like falling asleep the fastest, because I'm pretty sure that he falls asleep in 15 seconds, literally.
He does. I think he actually might have narcolepsy.
Yeah, it's so bad.
I'm not kidding. So if you guys hear him snoring, we're also sorry about that.
Yeah, you might. But it's really impressive how fast he falls asleep. Like, it's so fast. It is so fast. We just got back on the interstate and he got in the back seat and I asked him a question like 1 mile down the road and he was like, whoa, what are you talking about? I was like, are you seriously already asleep?
Have you ever noticed, I don't know if you've seen him wake up really quick ever, have you? Like, something scares him and he wakes up really quick?
No.
If you guys ever get to see Timmy wake up really quick, he looks like Sandy the Squirrel in SpongeBob. How that she wakes up with real big eyes and her eyes are really red and she looks rabid. And she's like, huh? That is Timmy. Oh, I told my mom one time and she was like, I've literally never heard anything so accurate.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Anyways, yeah. That's the Chronicles of Timmy sleeping. So we thought that we are on our way home from a barrel race. We took the 2-3-year-olds up there today, and we just thought that we would talk about our journey with young horses and training in general this year.
We're not trainers. That's not what we're saying.
No.
This is barrel racing with the not so rich and famous. So
yes.
If you are rich and famous, you probably don't want to listen to this. And you might not want to listen to it anyway, but yeah, we're not trainers, so we're not saying that. This is for the everyday people who want to have colts, and this is just stuff that has worked for us. It's stuff that we have found. This is with the input of like people that we feel like have a lot of knowledge. So we're not professing to be trainers by any stretch of the imagination. This is just
our journey with our colts and
what has worked and what hasn't worked.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you might learn something from
and
it.
And some insecurities, and some, you know, like
strengths.
Highs and lows. And
yeah.
Exactly, yeah, that we feel like. And so, like I said, we're not professing to be trainers. We're not, that's not what this is about.
Actually, we ain't trainers, but we try.
But we trying, that's right. Also, we got 2 hoodies left if anybody wants one. They're super cute, and I don't have one. Fun story. So I was the one that was like, I'm getting these hoodies, like I don't care, but if I got one hoodie then it was going to cost me $125, and I was like, well, let's just see. We had to sell what, 15 hoodies?
Yeah, something like that.
So we had to sell 15 hoodies in order to get like the discount on it. Otherwise, if you just got, you could get as many as you wanted, like you could get one. But it was literally like $125. And I was like, I'm getting one. I don't care if it's $125. But like, let's just see if we can sell 15 of them. So we did, because you guys are awesome. And we get the hoodies. And I'm so pumped. And they look so good. And then I didn't get one. So I'm the only.
She did? No.
Well, I mean,
actually,
I did get one. But I think we sold it.
Yeah, but actually there's a funny story to this. I don't I think that we might have switched it out with your mom's. Because I've asked everybody. The only way we were trying to figure out if we sold it or not is we had to ask people
if they got a dirty hoodie. Because I did a TikTok with them when we first got them.
And she had the dog.
And it was in the barn. Yes, and a horse, and I had the dog. And it was dirty because I was like, holy crap, I just got this thing and it's already dirty. And Holly was like, you're going to find it. I haven't found it. And that was like this spring.
So. That still doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, it's Ashley. Like, if you guys know her, this is probably not really surprising. But it's hilarious because people probably thought we were retarded when we were like, was your hoodie dirty?
Yeah, it's because I didn't get one and I still don't have one. And they do run big. So we have larges, which if you like an oversized hoodie, like what yours is a large, right? Is yours a large?
Yeah, mine is.
But it's kind of big. Like, yeah, it fits. It doesn't look like bad, but I mean,
they're truly unisex sizing.
Yeah, like if you're a woman and you normally wear like a medium, I would get a small for sure. But anyway, that's besides the story. It was just funny because I was going to pay $125 for one hoodie, which is really freaking stupid. But then I didn't end up getting one at all. So yeah, that's cool. So maybe we need to place another order with her. Maybe she'll just make me one separate and I can pay $125 for it.
Yeah. So anyways, we just thought we'd talk about our journey and maybe...
We've got like 30 minutes until we get to the park and ride, which is where my skanky ass Jeep is. And I call her Judy. I call her Judy because she's like a chain smoking old lady.
Oh my god.
Because she stinks. Because she burns a little. Well, she's a Jeep. It goes together. Judy the Jeep. And she
not
burns,
because she's a chain smoking old lady.
I'll bet you know a Judy that's a chain smoking old lady. But she burns a little oil, and you know, it'll be the least. Like, I told Pooh this morning, I said, yeah. I said, I told Timmy and Holly that if somebody steals the Jeep, it'll be fine. They can just have it. And he said, why would anybody steal that thing? I know. So anyway.
So, we told you guys too many funny stories last time and ran out of time before we had to part separate ways.
Before I had to get in Judy.
We're actually on a different weekend, a couple weekends later now. We are going to wrap up and kind of talk about Grizzle Ridge and how the horses did there. And then we can talk about this weekend, too. We're on our way home from Jackson, Ohio right now. So it's been a fun December for us. We've got to go as much as we hoped. There was some bad weather for a little bit, and we thought we weren't going to get a go, so... Yeah, super pumped that we've got to do that.
And it's just really funny because the last podcast that you guys will have listened to, Holly was saying that there was like things that she didn't get to check off of her list with the Colts, and we really did not think that that was going to happen before the end of the year, and it's happened. Actually, more, I feel like, better than what like your goal sheet was today. Yeah. Like today anyway.
Yes.
Like was better than what your goal sheet was. And so like it's just so funny how one decision can like make, I don't know, can just make everything
come together
different.
And yeah.
Like, yeah. So I don't know. It's just really cool. And it's really nice to just have positive, like, good experiences to talk about from the end of this year. So
yeah,
that's exciting.
So we went to Grizzle Ridge,
which ended up being further than what Holly thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, it was a pretty good haul for us.
It was indeed. What was it, like 4 hours?
Yeah,
right,
4 hours. And like we did that in a day, so like we were on the road for 8 hours.
But
it was worth
awesome.
It yes, I loved the show. They did a good job putting it on.
It's really
I liked
nice
the
pit.
Arena. like, it was just cool. Like, we've never really went to winter barrel races, and we've gone the past couple weekends, and I don't know.
We've really enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah.
So they'd never been to Grizzle Ridge, but I had been to Grizzle Ridge when I was in college. But they haven't had shows there for a really long time. And so now they're under, somebody just bought them maybe within like the last year, I think.
Yeah.
And so now they're starting to have shows there again. And I don't think the shows are real big yet. But like, if you guys have the opportunity to go, you should definitely go. It's such a nice pen. Get there early. They do have parking. They have a field, but like, if you want to be close to the pen, there is limited parking that's like on the gravel. Otherwise, you have to park in the field. But I mean, it's not bad. But I'm just saying, like, just like maybe get there early, unless you don't care to walk a little bit. But it's such a nice pen. The people are really, really nice. It was cold, and so they let us go in and eat like food or whatever. And so anyway, it was fun. It was cool. I hadn't been there for a really long time, but definitely good. The ground was great. So yeah, highly recommend.
Yeah, it was awesome. We
went with the intentions of exhibitioning.
Yes.
Only.
Yep. So we went up there. Yeah. So Ashley's like, we're on our way there, and she's like, so what are we doing? Like, exhibitioning, entering, like, whatever. And it sounded to me like she was, like, ready to enter Fendi, and I really didn't expect that. Like,
No, because I've been a little bit like, let's not enter her until, like, we're excited to enter her, basically. Like, I've been, like, a little bit, you know. I mean, we both have been, you know, but anyway, sorry.
So, anyways, we exhibitioned them, and they did really good. Fendi did good. She's just really easy. Like, not yes. to take away from Ashley, because...
Oh, she is. It just is what it is. She is really easy.
Yeah.
She's just a nice colt.
She is. And, like, I mean, she still does baby things. Like, she doesn't act like an open horse, but she's just really easy. And so... Anyways, her exhibitions are usually pretty good, and she exhibitioned really well, and Timmy was riding just kind of timid in his exhibitions at first, and so we made him mad. We discovered if he rides mad, he does better.
Yeah, so I decided, like, I was like, let's see how they exhibition. I think if they exhibition and they handle it, like, I think we should enter them. I'm like, it's a small show, like, there's no pressure. I just feel like it was, like, the perfect opportunity to enter them, in my opinion. And Timmy was not going to enter initially, and then...
Even after his exhibitions, he was, like, not feeling ready.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling it, yeah.
At all. Like, I left it completely up to them, because I'm not on the horses. Like, yes, I'm really involved with them, and, like, I love them, and I want to see them succeed and stuff, but, like... I let them make their own decisions because I'm not the one on them, and like, I know that even with a difficult colt, even with an easy colt, it's still a difficult job. Like, it's not easy to go in there and just trust that this 3-year-old horse is gonna, you know, not put you in the dirt or...
Well, especially with the limited, like, hauling that they've had, too.
Yeah, like they've seen what they can see since, like, July, but, like, that's not... much time in the grand scheme of things. So anyways, Ashley decided like she was gonna enter Fendi, and then we asked Timmy, and he was like, no, I'm not gonna enter, like, Sailor's not ready, I'm not ready, like, I'm not gonna do that. And I was like, okay. And I kind of disagreed with the decision, but like, at first I was just like, okay, because like, I don't want to put more pressure on him or her, and like, she's not on a real timeline. So Ashley's like, and I just see her face, and she's like, I think you should enter. And he's like, yeah, I don't know, like, I don't think so. And I'm like, well, why not? Like, so anyways, Ashley talked to me into entering. So here we are, and we're like, all right, well, we don't have breast collars. Like, I don't even think they've had breast collars on ever. They have had boots on, but like, very randomly. Like, So it's just really funny. Like, I feel like we were not prepared for them to go in there and run. And so, anyways, they did, like, this open arena before, and they were truly thrown to the wolves. Like, it's a small indoor pen. You can't walk on the sides of it. Like, it's up to the wall for the pattern and stuff like that. Like, it's a smaller
and the alley pen. Is, like, a little bit, like, it's different. Because it's, like, really open, but it's kind of, I mean, it's, like, it's centered, but it is a weird, it's kind of a weird alley, like, for a colt, I feel like.
Yeah, it's wide and short, and
yeah,
there's, like, a tractor at the mouth of it, and just different stuff. But anyways, you had, I mean, what, Ashley, 40 horses probably in that arena doing the open arena.
It was a bunch.
And
yeah,
they handle it really well. Mm-hmm. Like, they do whinny for each other here and there. Like, they talk, but, like, they still stay focused and listen. And they both did really good and, like, dealt with the congestion, because I feel like even some open horses don't love that. So they did really good with that. And then, did you or Timmy run first? You, right? I don't know. Whoever ran first. Ashley ran Fendi, and she went in there, and I don't know. You want to
had a respectable run. It was very respectable. It was what I thought she could do. She handled it. She was a little, whenever I exhibitioned her, she was a little bit unsure. Like, she stopped going to the first barrel the first time through, and but by the next time, like, she was paying attention, but she was still just, like, she was doing what I asked her to do, but she was very unsure. And so I'm, like, a firm believer that if you go fast, then they don't get as distracted. And so I actually don't usually trot a lot in exhibitions. I did, that day, I think I trotted her through once, maybe, but I generally just slope them through, because, like I said, I think the faster you go, the less they can be distracted. I'm not a big believer in, like, trotting 100 times and slow loping 100 times, and I just don't really see the point in that. But anyway, she went in there, she worked, she got, like, a little bit wonky going to the first, but she came back to me, and after that, she handled it really well. And it was just, like, such a nice, respectable run for her very first time. And I just think it was the perfect place to do it, the perfect time to do it. There was zero pressure. And we just went up there, like, thinking, you know, like, with the goal of just exhibition and getting the colts out. And then she actually ended up placing in the fourth division. I mean, there weren't a ton of horses there, but, you know, she was still right there around, you know, open horses.
Yeah, and the horse that won, like, she's been in the 1D at big shows and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
she had a really nice run.
So we were happy with it, like, especially with her being a little bit looky and everything like that. We were proud of her, especially because it was, like, the fifth time that she had been asked, like...
Yeah, to run.
To run. So...
Yeah.
She's had pretty limited work, and she just did really well. And so we were happy, like, Ashley came out, and we were like, yes, like, whatever. Well, Fendi has always been, like, misconsistent, and so I really didn't expect Sailor to be right there with Fendi, just because Sailor does what you ask, but, like, also she has a lot of go, like, a lot of go, and she doesn't just automatically place herself in the same place every time like Fendi does. Like, you have to do a lot of the work still. Like, she's just a normal colt. And so anyways, I didn't expect her to be, like, right there with Fendi.
And she was all over the...
So we were just going to be happy if she had, like, a solid run. And so anyway, we had kind of told Timmy, like, you need to send her. Like, stop riding timid, ride confident, like, send her. Well...
He sent her.
He freaking sent her. He kissed her in the alleyway, and, I mean, she took off. Like, couldn't find the first barrel, took off. And she's normally really turny and comes right around her,
like,
first
barrel.
Like,
she was just confused, like, why she was running hard.
Yeah. What is the rate? So, anyways, she, like, she camped out at the first barrel. Like, she pretty much almost stopped. Like, she spent a good... 2 extra seconds there. And anyways, they had a good second and third, and she Anyway, she was like, what, 2/10 off of Fendi? And we were like, how in the hell?
Yeah, when you watch the video, it's crazy.
Did she clock, like, almost stopping at her first barrel? Like, wow. That, in that moment, like, we've always thought that Sailor would be really fast just because of how she's built and, like, the way she moves and stuff. But, like, that was the first time that it was like, okay, if you would have got a first barrel, like, you would have been in the Wendy. Like, yeah, you're going to be fast. So, we were super excited. She overturned her third, and they knocked it, and we didn't even care. Like, it was just, she was just overworking. We were super excited, so we were like, okay, well, we're glad we entered them, and, you know, we know that they, it's just going to be a climb. Like, they're not where we want them to be in the end, but they've got a really good start, and it's just going to be consistent and gradual growth, hopefully. And so, anyways, that was Grizzle Ridge. We left, and Fendi won her first check on her first official run ever, and
yeah, whopping $40.
Woohoo!
We were pumped about it too.
Yeah. So. I think I was happier over that $40 than I have been like some bigger jobs. So yeah, anyways, that was our trip to Grizzle Ridge. It was a lot of fun, and then it was super cold last weekend, so we didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it was crappy. We wanted to go to Waynesburg, but the roads were not good enough for that. So it was supposed to be 60 degrees this weekend, so we talked about it, and we were like, let's just go to Jackson. It'll be really good for them to have, like, 2 days in a row, because they haven't had that yet. And so we got up there barely in time to exhibition, because we stopped at Subway, and that was a whole another experience in itself, the longest I've ever, like, what, 30 minutes? Subway, I think, seriously.
We could have went in to
and there
Mexican.
Was only two people in front of us.
We could have went into Mexican and ate and been done quicker.
Yeah, for real. That's not an exaggeration. It was the dumbest thing. And there was only, literally only two people in front of us when we got in there. I don't know what was happening. But anyway, so we got there. We exhibitioned.
They did pretty good in their exhibitions. Fendi did really good.
Yeah.
She ran like a 16.7. Which ended up being, that would have been like 4/10 off of the fastest maturity colt this weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
And so she did that in exhibition, so we were super excited. And then Sailor did pretty good in her exhibitions, and we entered them, and
we decided, I didn't know that there was a maturity this weekend. I just knew we were going, and I don't feel like at this point, well, I think it is for Fendi, but I think we've just decided this weekend that, like, we are going to enter her. Like, mm-hmm. We're ready to enter her. But before, like, on the way, it still could have been, like, a we're just going to exhibition.
Our conversation was, like,
we were going to enter.
We'll enter the open, we'll see how she clocks, and then we'll decide on the futurity.
Yeah, we'll run Friday night if she is, like, in the anywhere in the ballpark, like, where she could potentially place, then we'll run the futurity. And man, she just went in and had, like, such a solid run last night. Unfortunately, she did have a baby moment, and going across the pen to the second, they have, like, tarps up now, which is new since I've been there. Like, they have tarps up around the pen, and so you can't actually see out, except there's, like, a couple gates, like, 4-foot gates, and there was a guy who was just not, he was just walking, like, by, but it was just really obvious because the tarps were up, and so when we were going across the pen, like, you can see her ears go forward, and you can't really tell in the video, but she did spook, and she did actually move out of, like, the line that she should have been on, and so she came right back to me. Wasn't a big deal. The video actually looks really solid, but we did lose, we lost, like, a decent amount of time because of that little spook, but the run was still really solid. Besides that, she worked her butt off, and I came out, and I was like, we voted, and we were all like, let's just do it. Let's enter the futurity. I think she's ready.
Yep. And Sailor, like, Timmy went in there, and he ran her, and she, I don't even know what happened in their run. Is that where she almost missed the barrel, or she did?
Yeah, right.
Or was that in exhibitions? That was in exhibitions this morning, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So what happened last night? I think that, I know what happened last night. at the second...
I'm glad we can't remember what happened 24 hours ago. Yeah.
Timmy just didn't get her spot right at the second, and so, like, and she kind of stiffed him, and so she literally stopped,
trotted, took off, and then took off again.
And then took off to the third and, like, had a nice third, and, like, she ran, like, a 21, like, and Fendi ran a 17-something, so, like, we were like, how did she trot and run, and, like, she's still in the low 20s, like, how? Yeah. But anyways, we were just joking around, but... We just felt like, even before that run, that, like, Sailor was not, she's just not to where Fendi is. Like, she has all of the speed, and she has the turns, but, like, she doesn't go to the same spot every time, like I said. And so, she requires, like, a really good jockey, and Timmy's learning, and he's came a long way, but, like, we just felt like they needed a little bit more time, and so we decided not to enter her in the futurity today. So then we took him in to exhibition this morning. And we're learning right now that Fendi definitely slows down her second run.
Yeah, she's a one-and-done girl right now.
So Ashley decided that in exhibition she was not going to, like, send her
I wasn't going to cruise her through. I was just going to let her get in the pen. I wanted to get her back in the pen after, like, that little spook because I wanted her to be, like, confident running across the pen. And that was, like, really the only thing I was worried about was I wanted to make sure that, like, that from last night was not going to bother her today. So I did trot her through. I really do not do that, even though I've done it the last two weekends, but I typically do not do that. But I trotted her through and just went around the barrels a couple times, and then I trotted her, slow loped around the barrels, and, like, let her go across the pen, and she was unfazed, unbothered. And I was really, I wasn't sure. I was like, you know, this is a decision I'm going to make. Like, we're not going to cruise her through, and we're just going to see what happens, because I feel like sometimes I think Friday night, cruising her through, I didn't send her hard because I thought I'm not going to send her hard. And we had talked about that. I said, I'm not going to send her hard, but I am going to cruise her through because I want to see if she's going to be darty. But I felt like I wasted her best run in the exhibition, and I did not want to do that today, especially if we ran the futurity. So that was a decision that we made, and turns out it was a good decision. So
yeah. And then Sailor and Timmy exhibition, and they didn't have the best exhibitions. We were all, like, kind of frustrated, I feel like, by the end of the exhibition.
His last one was pretty good. He ended on, like, a good note. So.
He finally got mad at himself.
Yeah.
And he went in there and did what he was supposed to do, and it was better. And, like, anyways, we entered her in the open, and we decided, like, yeah, she's not ready for the futurity, but, like, she needs to get experience, so we gave him the option,
like, do you want to run the futurity or whatever, and he just wasn't feeling it, and...
Yeah. And so, it's funny, because, like, that just goes to show you with, like, colts, like... You know, when they're not working how you want them to, or you're not putting them in the right spots, like, and everything's not perfect, and it, like, I feel like her exhibitions was the worst that she's worked in, like, a long time.
Right.
This morning, and, like, some of it was Timmy, some of it was her, like, wrong placement, whatever, and then, like, she went in and had a really good run.
She
did. We should have entered her in the futurity. She would have been, like, third in the 2D. She was a second, or she was a 10th off of Fendi. And so that just goes to show you, like, yeah, like, they might have their moments, but, like, we should not freak out, like, and we didn't. I mean, Timmy, I feel like, at one point today, standing in the barn, he was, like, staring at her, and he was like, it's okay, Sailor, you'll be ready, like, soon, you'll be ready one day, and so it was really funny. Like, he went in there and had a really nice run, and he was less than 2 seconds off in Jackson with over 130 horses, so, like, I feel like that's pretty awesome for their second show, mm-hmm. and first, like, big weekend entered, and they didn't, like, you know, fall apart the second day. Like, I feel like that's always something that I think about with colts too, like, you know, they're not used to going multiple days and stuff like that. So anyways, we were really happy with her, and then Ashley had entered the futurity on Fendi and rolled her to the open, and she did really good too.
Yeah, she was a little bit nervous warming up this morning just for the exhibitions. Like, she doesn't do anything bad, but like, she was just whinnying for Sailor because we actually also chose to not exhibition together because this was a show where we weren't rushed in exhibitions and they exhibitioned for like a good bit of time. So like, we tried to be up there like within the first 30 minutes or so of when they started, and I just went first because we didn't want them, because honestly up until like now they really are together, like they warm up together and they are in the pen at, you know, the same time together. And so I was
I despise Buddy Sour Horses, and Ashley does too, but yes. Like I cannot stand it when they whinny. It is like nails on a chalkboard to me. Thankfully, like, all they do is whinny.
Yeah,
like,
they
still stay focused, and, like, they don't try to get to the other one. Like, they whinny, but they're still going about their business. They're not looking around and stuff like that, but I feel like they're not as confident in themselves when the other one isn't around.
Yeah, or in you. Like, I do feel that. Like, I feel like we have to, like, shift that from, like, okay, you don't need her. Like, I know you're nervous, but you don't need her. Like, you need to trust that, like, I'm not going to put you in a situation that is going to be harmful for you. And it's just really hard to do that whenever they're always together. And so it was the perfect opportunity for us to exhibition them separately and really focus on each horse individually. And so that's what we did. And she was a little bit nervous, and she talked like a decent amount this morning, but she still like warmed up pretty nice and paid attention pretty good. And but whenever I went to warm her up for the maturity, she was really good. She only whinnied a couple times. She stayed really quiet, really calm. She did everything I asked her to do warming up, and I sent her harder than I've ever asked her to run before, and she handled it like a freaking pro. I'm so proud of her, but I failed her miserably at the second barrel because I dropped the freaking rein on the backside of the second barrel, and so she came out of the turn like early, and she floated across the pen, and then I got a hold of her, and she came right back to me, and then we went on to the third barrel, and she had a nice third barrel, and we were just, a second and just a couple tenths off the horse that won, so we ended up being reserve in the 2D in our very first maturity.
Yeah, we were, so initially after the run, Ashley was really mad at herself.
Yeah, like, I really was.
I've never seen her mad after a run. Like, usually it's Timmy I'm having to give, like, the talk to. Like, but Ashley was, like, super mad at herself. And she was like, it's just really frustrating to me when the colt goes in there and does everything she's supposed to, and I failed her. And I'm like, do I need to tell you, like, you need to go read Trisha Aldridge's post? Like, you need to give yourself some grace. You can't be perfect all the time. But I just had that conversation with Timmy last night, like, but anyways, I've never seen her mad. But then when they announced, I told her, I said, you're second in the 2D. And when they announced the maturity results, she was really happy. That turned her day around. So.
I said, well, at least my freaking screw up got you some money. So
yeah.
It was a great day. Like, you know, we would not have won the maturity. It wasn't a big maturity, but it was a big deal to us. Like, it was a really big deal.
Yeah, because, I mean, we didn't, like, a month ago, I was really bummed with the weather and was like, we're not going to have them running, like, before they go into their break. Like, when we come out this spring, I feel like it's going to be slow, like, rolling, like, trying to get them in shape and then getting them running and all this.
Yeah,
like,
and we were going to come to Jackson for the Thanksgiving show. Wasn't there a fraternity there, too?
Yes.
And that was Holly's goal, was, like, I want to have them ready to enter the maturity at the Thanksgiving show at Jackson. And it came up, and like, we just collectively talked about it, and we did not feel like they were ready. Like, they were doing
Finney
really well.
Finney had been asked to run
like three
twice,
times.
Twice.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say three, but yeah, two
at that
or three
point
times.
It was like twice at the ranch. It wasn't even at shows. It was somewhere she was confident and comfortable,
and I just wasn't confident in. I mean, I'm all about throwing them to the wolves, and like, I am pretty much just like, I don't care. Like, we'll do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter to me. But, like, with this colt, we just really want to make the right decisions for her. And just, like, I just want people to see, like, how nice of a colt she is. And I don't want for a decision that I've made to be the reason why she fails at something or, like, doesn't have a good experience. And I just didn't feel good about it. And I think we're 100% on the same page, which is why it works really well, because we just want what's best for the colts, and we did not feel like the colts were ready at that point, so we chose not to do that. And so I do feel like Holly was really bummed, because that was her goal, and I think she felt like if she didn't get to do that, and we all did really, like if we didn't get to go there, that like they weren't going to be entered this year because the weather was crappy.
Yep. And so, anyways, I wouldn't have thought then that, like...
I didn't either.
Not only would we be entering a fraternity by the end of the year, but that she would be placing.
That was, yeah, she would place at it, yeah.
Then, yeah, she won a pretty decent amount, and so, I don't know, it was just really fun, and also, like, that was with Ashley dropping her rein and her stepping off the barrel, and, like... I was really proud of her that, like, she continued on. Like, it was, she really didn't even miss a beat, like,
at all.
She didn't have help, like, finishing her barrel, but, like, she didn't bow way out. Like, she still headed mm-hmm. towards the third. Like, I don't know. I just felt like she does not run like a baby. The only thing that Findy does, like, she will look at stuff, like Ashley said, like, occasionally she'll spook at stuff. But when she does, like, she doesn't lose forward momentum. Like,
right.
It just slows her down.
Yeah.
Or causes her to go, like, left or right, like, a little bit. But other than that, like, I feel like she runs like an open horse. And she's literally had, like, probably collectively 20 days on the pattern since she's been home. And in Florida, all she did was trot. So, like, she should not be where she is. She should not be as solid as what she is. Like... So it just makes me really proud of her.
Legitimately in the bottom of the 3D. We were just barely too fast to basically be at the top of the 4D.
And she was a second off of like some really nice horses that like win in West Virginia.
Yeah, she held her own for sure.
And Sailor too. Sailor was only a tenth off of her. So we were really happy with them. In general, like these colts have just been so fun. They have been like... It's just nice, like, we can haul them on the trailer. They don't have any bad habits. Like, they haul fine. When we get to the show, like, they eat, they drink, they don't act like idiots in their stalls. Like, they warm up great. Like, they don't spook at stuff. Like, I don't know. They've just been really...
Just really...
Breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it has been a breath of fresh air. And I just wanted to also say, like, this is a perfect example of, like... to some people, being, like, 2 seconds off would be, like, I'm sure some people are going to listen to this, and they're going to be, like, well, you were a second off, or you were 2 seconds off, or whatever, but, like, you don't know the whole, if you don't know the whole story, like, behind that horse, then, you know, you don't realize, like, how big of a deal sometimes something that, like, maybe would be really small to you is for somebody else, and it's just really important to celebrate those, like, small goals or big wins. Like, I mean, the futurity was literally, it, like, we're not sitting here saying, like, holy crap, we won the Ruby Buckle. Like, we know that it was a small futurity. We don't need somebody to tell us that, but it was still a futurity. Like, it was still a futurity. Like, that was the goal. We did that, and it was still a huge win. Like, this colt has not been, like, she is so freaking green.
Well, and first
off,
it's not
even funny.
She's been failed 2 out of 3 trainers this
right.
year. Like, Sherry Winston is the only trainer this year that has done her justice. And she has a phenomenal handle. She rides around, like, great.
She rides around like an open horse.
She has any button that you could need, like...
And Sailor does as well.
As far as that goes, yes. Like, they both have that solid foundation, which is a huge part of why we're able to do what we are in the 20 times that she's been around the barrels. And that's
yeah.
an estimation, but, like, literally, Findy was, like, she's so smart. You show her, and everybody says that about their horse, but, like, you show her something once, and she's like, okay, I've got it. So, like, we didn't feel like she needed a ton of slow work. Like, she could already move herself over. Like, she knew exactly what spot to go to, exactly what she needed to do, and she did it every single time in slow work. So, we felt like she just didn't need a lot of that. Like, she just needed to get faster gradually and exposure. And so, with our weather and, like, daylight savings and it getting darker and all of that stuff, like, that is why she's only had about 20 days and we work full-time jobs.
Yeah, and that's, and like, she's been ridden more and, like, they've hauled a bunch to the ranch, but, like, she doesn't get worked on the pattern. Like, you'll do drills or you just, like, quicken her feet up and just move her around. Like,
we've worked a lot.
You're not, like, taking her through the pattern every time you go to the ranch. So, like, that really, like, yeah, she's gone to the, they have ridden this colt more than 20 times, but, like, we mean, like, pattern, like, went through the pattern, the actual pattern. She doesn't have a lot of days on her as far as that goes. And we literally just, when did we start asking for speed? Like, I was just kind of cruising
on our
high
limit. Today was her seventh time that she has been asked to go fast. And three of those times, or four of those times have been at the ranch in an arena that she was comfortable with. Like, we've done the slow. That's when we've worked Finney on the barrel, it has been at the Good Evening Ranch every single time. Other than hauling her to shows. So she's been asked three times fast at shows. And she's already less than 2 seconds off. Like, and I'm not usually one to, like, brag and, like, toot our own horn. Like, that, it's not about that for me, but it's about, like, me giving Findy the credit that she deserves.
Exactly.
Because I've had people tell me, like, and put doubts in my mind that, like, she wasn't talented, or that, yeah, she wasn't going to make it, or, you know, that she had this attitude and wasn't willing, or things like that. And, like, she couldn't be more willing. She couldn't be, like, just easier, and she has the talent. Like, it's just nice to see that, like, pay off when you've had someone tell you otherwise.
Yeah, and I think, which we always say, but, like, just be an advocate for your horse. And I am such a believer in, like, treat them like a champion until they are one. Like, that you can make, there are so many horses that could be, like, 1-2D super nice horses if somebody just believed in them and gave them the time that they need. And, like, I understand that some people are on a timeline, and that is 100% fine, but it really frustrates me whenever people try to, you know, throw colts away because they're not ready as 4-year-olds. And, like, I am huge, huge on letting colts get confident. Like, I feel like you have so fewer setbacks if you don't, like, whip the shit out of those horses. Like, right now is the most important time for Findy to get confident. Like, if I started whipping her and really hustling her, because, like, she is handling herself really well, and, like, every time I ask for speed, she's handling it, and she's sitting and she's turning. Like, it is every turn the fastest? Is every turn the best? No, it isn't, but she tries every single time, and I don't pick on her. Like, I appreciate, like, every run that she gives me that is correct and smooth. Like, I appreciate that from her. And if I started whipping her right now because she is handling it, like, that would completely crush her confidence, in my opinion. And so that's when we would start having setbacks. But I just feel like when you let those colts get confident on their own, and you let them start getting that speed on their own, like, not me whipping her and, like, making her go faster, like, letting her want to go faster because she's confident and she feels like she can place her feet and she knows what she's doing and she knows where she's going, like, that's what makes a confident horse. And right now would be, like, detrimental if we got cocky and we started, like, really, really pushing her. Like, just let her come on. Like, it's not her fault that she's behind, like, what we wanted her to be. Like, that's not her fault. So we have to do, like, what's best for her, and I definitely feel like we have. And so, you know, I just think you have such fewer setbacks whenever you let those colts get confident and come on their own.
Yep. So we are leaving this show, like, super excited for the 2025 season. It was a huge goal of mine to be able to check off that we have them fraternity ready for next year. And, like, you know, like we said, we're aware that, like, yeah, she's not clocking in the 1D right now, but I have no doubt in my mind that they will be where we want them to be. And so that's just really exciting because I didn't get to check off a lot of goals. And it's really funny to me because I just feel like sometimes the world and God has a way of showing you things. Like, you know, I didn't think that we needed Colts. I didn't think that we, like, were in a place that we had enough knowledge or talent or any of the things that you need to be successful with a cult. Like, I didn't think that we had any business doing that, and we just kind of got here, like, because not by choice. And that is the goal that we checked off out of all of the goals that I had, which were probably about 20 overall. Like, that's the one that we checked off. So I don't know, it's just funny, like, in full circle moment
how things work out.
Yeah. And it's just consistency. Like, it hasn't been rocket science. Like, we didn't miraculously turn into amazing jockeys overnight. Like, it's just been consistency and help from a lot of great people. We've had, you know, like I said, a solid handle on both of them, and that set us up for success and made things a lot easier. And we've had a really good group of friends that have been there and done that have helped and jumped on and gave advice, and Ashley's jockey and Fendi, and that's by design. So I don't know, it's just been fun, and we're
enjoying them.
Yep. And now they're gonna get a break.
Yeah, and that's what I was gonna say. Like, the whole big deal with, like, the end of the year is, it's not that it's the end of the year, it's like the fact that, like, they were getting a break, like, in January regardless of what happened. So
yes.
Because they've gone all year pretty much. I think Fendi had, like, a month off in the middle of the summer, but other than that, like, they've been ridden a ton this year, so they deserve a break. And they were getting the break regardless of whether it ended, like, great or not. So that was kind of what the push was, to get the goals done before the end of the year.
Yep. And so anyways, this encourages you, you know, to get outside of your comfort zone. It's so true.
Also, if you don't show in the winter like me, because I don't show in the winter, it's actually pretty freaking cool because there's not, like, a ton of people, and whenever you, like, go to exhibition, you don't have all of these people who, like, it's not rushed. It's just so nice because it's not rushed. Like, it is literally the perfect time to season your colts and exhibition your colts, because it's just not as crazy as it is in the middle of the summer, I feel like. So that's been, like, kind of cool to see too.
Yep.
So maybe next year. It's just so hard in West Virginia to keep riding colts, for me anyway. But it has definitely been fun for us. So if you, like I said, just keep those goals and, like, celebrate the small goals, and it doesn't matter, like, if somebody else thinks that it's dumb or whatever. They don't know the whole story. They don't know your story. They don't know the horse's story, you know. So just, like, celebrate those wins and don't let anybody take them from you, because you know how hard you've worked and if you've earned them. And I am a huge believer in, like, I'm super weird about, like, if I haven't put the work in, then I don't deserve to win, and I truly believe that. And, you know, I haven't put near as much work in her as what Timmy and Holly have, but, like, they should be really, really proud of themselves with both colts for sticking with it and doing it even whenever it was inconvenient, and when, you know, people were telling them that they couldn't, and, you know, I'm sure they were doubting themselves. And just yeah. Literally, like, just being consistent and going and showing up. And so it's just cool to see that pay off for them. So I'm just glad I was, like, a small part of it. And, you know, it's not over. It's just beginning. But, you know, it's just it's exciting that it's starting off on like such a good note. So we are going to carry that into 25 with the open horses. So.
Yes.
Not hopefully, we are going to. So anyway, we've complained and we've said, you know, how the start of their journey was not ideal. It was not even remotely what they wanted it to be. But the end of the year has been like such a high. And so we just kind of wanted to say how just because it starts crappy doesn't mean it has to end crappy. And if you just keep pivoting, at some point you will pivot in the right direction.
Yep. And stumble upon, oh, here we are. And this is what we're doing. So.
Yep. That's true. So. Anyway, we will see you guys after the first of the year, and
when you listen to this, it'll probably be after the first of the year.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
So hopefully we'll be rolling into some 2025 plans, and that's when we'll see you guys next.
Yep. See ya.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, where we're not so rich,
not so famous,
but we're all trying to be.